This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Young Wives Need Special Training by Dinsmore. It had hurt a lot the first time she had let David force his hard pole inside her rectum. The burning, tearing feeling had scared her. The unpleasant fullness has almost made her sick. She had never let any man, certainly not her husband Paul, even touch her there. That had been 3 months ago. This afternoon David again was plundering her bowels, driving into her with little tenderness, sodomizing her anal canal as if she were some little street whore. It was different now. She knew she would come very soon, as would her invader. In a very short time she had become very accustomed to this activity. Not long ago she had viewed anal sex as perversion. She had come to accept it, even like it now, simply craved it. As she felt the splash of his sticky load bathe her inside, she came with a scream, thrusting her plump buttocks back against his groin and sucking every drop of his fluid from him with her newly trained muscles. As she felt his rapidly deflating tool plop from her gaping hole, she knew what was expected. She spun around and cleaned the remains of his cream and the secretion of her own dirty little hole from his softening organ. Sucking a cock that had just been in an ass her ass. What a craven little slut she had become under this man's tutelage. Lifting his nearly flaccid cock, she hungrily probed his anus with her needy little mouth. This was part of the routine. He would shortly return the favor, sucking his own cream from her dripping hole as he fingered her little slot to bring her to her fifth orgasm in a little over an hour. David had irritated her. When he and Susan had moved in next door, Molly had almost instantly disliked him. He was very macho. He made suggestive comments and often undressed her with his eyes. Molly and Susan had become good friends. The first time he had practically raped her. She had told him no, told him to stop. He had persisted and she had wanted him to do it to her. Once he had taken her tender young pussy that first time, she had become an addict. He had made her his personal little fuck toy. There was no act, no matter how dirty or perverted, that he could not make her do and ultimately enjoy. Molly knew she came to her marriage with Paul painfully inexperienced in sexual matters. She had never gone down on a man, and was almost ashamed of her inability to please her husband with her mouth. The one time Paul had come in her mouth, she had gagged and spit and destroyed the mood completely. The idea of talking dirty during sex was against everything she had been taught. Only whores moved and told their lover what they wanted. A woman should not move while her husband is having his way with her. He might think she has experience. She never denied her husband his marital rights. She had just believed that she was supposed to tolerate his thrusting inside her, not enjoy it. David had changed all that. David had early on shoved his fat prick past her lips. "Suck it, my pretty little cunt," he had said. She had responded with her usual pitiful attempt at fellatio. David had become impatient. He had tied her hands and feet together, pulled her to the edge of the bed on her side and forced her mouth open with his strong hands. "I'm going to fuck that pretty little mouth. I don't think you're going to like it very much. You are the worst little cocksucker I've ever met." In spite of her protests, he had shoved his stiff prick to the back of her throat. She had gagged. She had been terrified. He had slapped her ass hard when she had grazed him with her teeth. He had not relented. Fortunately, he had quickly shot his load and the horrible ordeal was over. She had choked on his sticky fluid. His cum had seeped from her nostrils. Her common sense told her he was not a nice man, that she should end the affair. She couldn't. As awful as it had been, it had turned her on. As David had removed his red cock from her gasping mouth, he had roughly fingered her pussy. "You liked it more than you want to admit, my lovely little bitch. Your nasty snatch is soaking wet. You'll learn to like it, or you'll learn to give a decent blowjob, your choice." Her oral talents had improved considerably. Molly had learned to like need a stiff prick in her mouth. She had come to enjoy and crave the taste of David's hot essence. She had become his little cum whore. She was no longer even ashamed of it. The ass fuck was almost always the culmination of their carnal activities. He would kiss her, not particularly tenderly, reminding her what an easy little slut she was, and return to his own home next door. She had come to expect and enjoy the fact that he treated her like a whore. She had learned to please him by keeping up a running litany of depraved and perverted pillow talk. Not that they often used a bed or pillows. Often he would grab her within seconds of entering the house, flip up her skirt, and jam his hard cock into her already moist little quim. He was always hard and had astounding staying power. She never bothered to wear panties when she expected him. David worked out of a home office, as did Molly. Either of them could enter the side door of the other house without being seen. They took one and sometimes two fuck breaks every day. Their spouses both worked in offices in the same building almost an hour away. Neither was in the habit of coming home unexpectedly. Paul had never treated her the way David did. Paul was always gentle and caring, maybe too much so. Recently he had seemed uninterested in having sex with her, not that sex between the two of them had ever been that interesting. It was just as well. After an afternoon with David, all of Molly's young holes were too sore for additional activity. David has stripped her of all inhibition. David had taken the innocent little girl and turned her into a wanton, needy little slut. As Paul shoved his cock into the back of Susan's throat on his office coach, he reminded her of her duties. Take it all, my sweet little slut, you know you want it. Susan wanted it more than she could ever have believed that she would want a dirty cock dirty from her own ass jammed against the back of her throat. This had become her favorite part of their daily lunch hour ritual. She felt exactly like the submissive little whore she had become. She loved it when he would bat the insides of her anal canal with his sweet cream, but this time she would take it all in her mouth and down her throat. He jammed his smelly rod into her obscenely stretched young mouth several times and unloaded. She swallowed every drop as he expected had taught her to. Removing his slick tool from her mouth, she smiled, looked David in the eye, and expressed her inner thoughts. Thank you for that sweet load in my mouth, baby. Turn around, I want your asshole. Paul complied, and Susan greedily rimmed and tongue-fucked his butthole with her talented little tongue. She had strongly resisted ass-to-mouth at first, but he had trained her well. Now she hungered for it, demanded it. There really was nothing Susan wouldn't do to satisfy him. Susan had become one of those special women who craved a cock in her mouth and knew what to do with it. She had learned to relax her anal ring and take his cock inside her tender hole with few preliminaries, just a dab of spit to get it started. She had become a delightfully nasty fuck regardless of which of her willing orifices he chose to service. Having her rectum plundered had become her special favorite. She enjoyed a little pain and had recently come to enjoy bondage. She was his dirty little girl. She had been a complete novice that first time he had invited her up to his office for lunch and practically raked her from behind over the edge of his desk. He had slapped her tight little but hard and shoved her panties in her mouth to keep her quiet. Sooner than he had expected, she had begun to roll her fine young behind in perfect harmony with his forceful thrusts into her tender young cunt. She had been a quick learner and avid pupil. He knew they would soon have to break off their 3 months of increasingly craven sexual activity. He would miss her. Hi, honey, I'm home, Paul said as he came through the front door. How was your day? Nothing special, you? Molly replied, kissing her young husband. She knew a similar exchange was occurring next door since Paul and Susan usually carpooled together. To her surprise, Paul reached into his suit coat pocket and pulled out two airplane tickets. Pack your bags, darling. We're going to Maui. She had known that Paul had vacation starting, but had no idea they were actually going to take a real vacation. She was thrilled. Maybe they could get their lives together again, particularly their sex lives. She loved him very much. She needed to end the fling with David. She was not the woman Paul had married, not the woman she had been 3 months ago. She'd take it slow, too much too soon, and he might suspect that she had been practicing. David, I'm home, Susan said as she came through the front door. David came out from the kitchen and gave her a warm embrace and a tender kiss. I have a surprise for you, he said, pulling two airplane tickets from behind his back. Before you say a word, I've already talked to your boss. You have 2 weeks of vacation coming, you have to take it or lose it. We leave for Cabo San Lucas tomorrow morning. Susan was very excited. She knew that she and Paul needed to break off their fling. She would miss the astounding sex but loved her husband and needed to get back to being his wife. 2 weeks in Mexico. More than enough time to introduce David to some new ideas in the bedroom or anywhere else for that matter. As Susan began to pack for her tropical vacation, David slipped next door, meeting Paul on the small grass strip between their two houses while Molly rummaged through her closet to find just the right things to wear in Hawaii. The two men shook hands. David spoke first. Thanks, buddy. I thought you were nuts when you first suggested this crazy plan, but based on the last 3 months, I believe we're both going to enjoy the next 2 weeks very much. I hope I didn't overdo it, Paul said. You wanted a slut wife, you've got one. From what you've told me, you came through on your end of the bargain. We'll compare notes when we get back and see which one of us is the better trainer, Paul said. You're going to miss fucking my wife, aren't you, buddy? David replied. I probably will, Paul replied. Just as you will miss tapping Molly every day. Maybe when we get back we can get together as a foursome if you catch my drift. Great minds think alike. Have fun on vacation, David responded, turning and walking back to his house. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.